listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. Here's the poll question today. I'll give you my answer in just a bit. At Zach Gelb on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. Follow both accounts right now. Go, 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 go. Between these four teams, who are you most concerned about? The Ravens, Packers, Bucks, or Rams? My answer coming up 20 minutes from now. But right now, we got five questions. We got five answers. We call it onside, offside. Hot take hickey. Without further ado, let's not even waste five more seconds. So, hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
What do you got for me?
Z-Man, let's have a little college football because Tennessee finally slayed the Dragon and took down Alabama on Saturday afternoon, 52-49. Hendon Hooker was absolutely tremendous, threw for 385 yards and five touchdowns, all five going to receiver Jalen Hyatt. The Vols are now 6-0 in the season and have wins over four ranked opponents at the time that they did play. Now, in the latest AP poll, Tennessee does sit third behind Georgia and Ohio State. So, onside or offside, Zach, Tennessee should be ranked number one in the country.
Here's my question. Are these rankings based off this year? I know that it's the obvious answer. The rankings are supposed to be based off this year. Doesn't always feel like they are ranked off this year, and we judge them based off this year. Do you agree with that statement there, Hot Take Hickey?
I do, because when you look at these rankings, I think that they reflect overall brand respectability, not so far the six or seven games and the opponents that these teams have played and beaten.
Now, Georgia's had one game where they've had to sweat. That was up against Missouri, and Missouri's not a program that you should have to be sweating up against if you're Georgia. Georgia's best win, Oregon. Because Oregon has rebounded ever since just getting destroyed by Georgia, where Georgia beat them 49-3. And then you look at Ohio State. They beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame's not good this year. I know they were 5 before the year started. They crushed Wisconsin. Wisconsin's already fired their head football coach. So they beat up on Rutgers and Michigan State.
I saw this stat today.
And don't be wrong. They've been dominant victories. You could only play those on your schedule. But when you look at Tennessee, Tennessee has beat four top 25 teams. And oh, yeah, by the way, just beat Alabama. But what's your stat, though? Go ahead.
So to highlight your point, Ohio State is the only team right now in the top 25 without a win over a current top 25 team. Go to highlight your schedule point. They've played. They blew everyone out.
Yeah, but I know it's current. I always look at those victories based off where they're ranked when you play them, because you can then spin that around with like Tennessee. I know they beat LSU when they were top 25. They beat Florida when they were 20. They beat Pitt when they were 17. Like, even those teams are probably not ranked properly than where they're going to finish up at the end of the year. So you could play that both ways, but you could only do it where the rankings are when you play them. And they beat Pitt. They beat Florida. They crushed LSU. And then they just beat Alabama 52-49. I think this is a slam dunk. And I don't want to ruin Take 5 Wednesday coming up on Wednesday, but you bet your ass Tennessee's going to be number one team in the country in my rankings. So, yeah, Tennessee should be ranked number one on sides. You 100% agree with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Not even
close. You've given a lot of stats that would make me think that you were on my side, but I just got to get you on the record.
We rarely agree. We are in 100% agreement right there.
I wouldn't say we rarely agree.
We disagree more than we agree. We'll
see. Yeah, I think it's like 65% I disagree with you. But I will say, when I disagree with you, I just think you are so far off. Like, there's no balance of where it's, hey, I slightly disagree with you. And it's not contrived. I just think there's sometimes you have these crazy asinine takes where I'm like, what?
Nothing crazy there.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy there. Just obvious where we both think Tennessee should be number one.
I want to get like a mild disagreement with you.
Maybe that'll
sometimes
be.
Sometimes it's too much on me just to have to deliver haymaker after haymaker.
Maybe that'll be a little bit question tired. Number two.
I gotta be like Bartolo Colon. You know that gif of Bartolo warming up session?
Getting his arms loose.
Yeah. You know, so just let me get my arms loose a little bit first before I have to just deliver all these big punches.
See if we can warm up here then.
Like whack-a-mole. Bum.
I can't fight back. I don't want to be the moles.
Well, sometimes you go down without a fight.
It was a rough Sunday for a few teams with superstar quarterbacks. The Ravens blew another double-digit lead, this time to the Giants in their 24-20 loss.
It's like Herb Brooks with the whistle in his mouth with the U.S. hockey team trying to do sprints. Blow another lead. Again. Whoop. Again. Whoop. Again. Whoop. It's been embarrassing.
Herb, this has gone on long enough.
Come on, Herb. It's gone on long enough.
The Packers were dominated by the Jets 27-10 as Aaron Rodgers was harassed all game, sacked four times. And the Buccaneers go against a Steelers team that was missing T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and three cornerbacks, mustered just 18 points in a loss to Pittsburgh. All three of those teams are 3-3. A team who got the win, don't feel great about it, though, are the Rams. They beat the Carolina Panthers 24-10, but another ugly performance for the most part there from L.A. Onside or offside, Zach, either Buccaneers, Packers, Rams, or Ravens will miss the playoffs. Any one of those four.
By the way, before I answer your question, Brady going into yesterday, 12-3 against the Steelers. He owns the Steelers in his career. Did you know Brady's 12 wins is the most wins any individual quarterback has ever had up against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Really? No.
Yeah, Jeff Hathorn gave us that nugget on Eye on Football on CBS Sports Radio. You catch me 8 hours each and every Sunday. And it's a remarkable statistic. So Minkah's out. You have all those players out. They're down to, like, guys they're picking up off the street. And Brady doesn't win. I was shocked by that. That could be the most surprising thing I saw this past weekend in football. Does anything top that in just terms of surprising?
No, I would say probably no. Like, the Packers we had are I was surprised they lost. But I would say,
well, the way the Packers lost, that was a dominant Jets effort. Actually, Packers are up there.
I take that back. I was more surprised by the Packers. I thought that Steelers. I thought the Steelers-Bucks game was going to be close. I saw the
Giants,
Buccaneers are going to win.
I knew that we thought that was going to be a close game. But to have another one of these comebacks, but nah, I don't think it tops the Steelers beating the Bucks and then also the Jets just crushing the Packers.
In Lambeau, too.
Seahawks?
I think on Friday, weren't you saying, like, the Seahawks were going to win? I think you picked them when we were kind of going on one thought for each game.
I hated the spread. Like, early in the week on Monday, I'm like, oh, wow, Cardinals only 2-0. I go, something's wrong there. And I stayed away big time.
Yeah, smart move.
Big time. Anyway, you say either the Buccaneers, Packers, Ravens, or Rams will miss the playoffs?
Will miss the playoffs, one of the four.
Buccaneers will still win the South, so it's not them. Packers will not win the North, so they'll be in wild card contention. I still think the Ravens win the North. And then the Rams, 49ers win yesterday. I feel differently about them. I'm going to pass here on the Ravens missing the playoffs. I think they'll make the playoffs. Bucks will make the playoffs. I'm looking at the NFC picture. I think three NFC East teams are going to the postseason. Eagles, Cowboys, and the Giants are 5-1. They have cupcake games their next four games. They may be at 8 wins by Thanksgiving. You just need 9 to get in probably in the NFC this year. So if I have three NFC East teams making the playoffs, the Vikings winning the division, the Bucks winning the division, and then in the NFC West, let's just say the 49ers. That leaves it between the Rams and the Packers. I'm going to say either the Rams or the Packers are going to miss the playoffs. So I'll go on sides on your question.
All righty. In the game of the year so far in the NFL, the Bills took down the Chiefs 24-20 on a last-minute touchdown pass from Josh Allen to Dawson Knox. And obviously got a late interception later on against Patrick Mahomes when he was trying to drive down the field to seal the win. To cap off Sunday's action in week number six, the Eagles moved to 6-0 in the season after they had a 26-17 win over the Cowboys. Buffalo is now 5-1 on the season. Their only loss was to the Dolphins, but have registered impressive road wins now over the Rams, Ravens, and Chiefs. Philly's most impressive one, I think you could say, was last night over the Cowboys, who did come into the game 4-1, but were playing with Cooper Rush. Onsides or offsides, Zach? The Bills are right now currently the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, they are. I know that the Eagles have been number one in my power rankings the last few weeks, but I think Buffalo's the most well-rounded team. The only flaw I think there is with Buffalo is they haven't been able to get much out of that run game, unless it's Josh Allen. But if the Bills don't win the Super Bowl this year, I'll be surprised. They're the best team in the NFL on sides. Are you following what's going on with Major League Baseball right now?
No.
So this Yankees game, what time is it supposed to start again?
7:07 Eastern.
So we knew it was going to be, I forget what time it was supposed to start because it was expected all day that this was going to be in a rain delay. They said at like earliest 8:30 maybe that they would start this game. Now they're saying the earliest this will end up starting is 10 p.m. potentially. This is Rob Manfred just being once again an incompetent commissioner. You have two options here. Cancel the game tonight. 1 o'clock game tomorrow. ALCS game one is Wednesday. Or what you do is, and I know you don't want to push back the schedule too much, play the game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and then just push back game one of the ALCS to Thursday or something like that. This to me makes no sense.
Well, I guess to defend Rob Manfred, you can't just push back one game of the LCS. You push back the whole series. So then you're messing with every other game outside. You know, it's not just like, oh, push game one back and it's all good. Push game one back and game two back and game three back and
then
four.
You lose an off day somewhere. But still, why not just play this game tomorrow at 1 p.m. at this rate? 10 p.m. at night on the East Coast. Diehard Yankee fans are staying up. But you want to expand the game with the kids? What kid's staying up tonight at 10 p.m.? If you got like little Johnny or little Kate that try to be big Yankee fans, they got school tomorrow. If they're in third or fourth grade, they're not making it to the end of the game. They probably won't make it to the start of the game.
Play devil's advocate. They're not watching it tomorrow at 1 o'clock either. They're in school.
You could pull your kid out of school for that. 1 o'clock ALDS game 5.
Unless you're a Yankee fan or a Guardian fan.
Catch the end of the game. Catch the end of the game. Come on.
I'm just saying.
You're smart right now to potentially start this game at 10 p.m. Eastern and have all your fans. How many fans stay?
Well, they don't care about the fans.
No, they
don't.
In
the stadium.
But how many fans stay for this game?
Like, I would say you'll probably still get a good amount.
I would stay, but if you have work tomorrow and this game's not starting at 10?
I would say 60%.
Like, what are you doing during a rain delay right now if you're in the stadium?
That's
now,
if
you were smart, if you were a Yankee fan, you didn't enter the stadium.
Right.
Until you got a time, you went to one of those bars, like Billy's or whatever. There's a bodega there that's pretty popular. You go to like one of those bars there and hang out for a while.
If you're going to spend money on drinks, at least get reasonably priced drinks that are not stadium overpriced.
There's like a bodega there that you just walk in, you think it's a regular bodega, and then if you walk through the back, there's this big party area at the bodega. So you got like your $4 tall boys and then you just walk outside.
It's great business. Smart.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
So, Utah. They ended USC's bid for a perfect season in dramatic fashion on Saturday night as Cam Rising ran in both the tying score and then the go-ahead two-point conversion with just 48 seconds left in the game as the Utes won 43-42. Now, the Trojans did come into this game ranked 7th in the country. They were 6-0, but really the competition was not very stiff. They've not had a very challenging schedule whatsoever. And now with the one loss, they're 6-1. Looking ahead, the Trojans do have just one ranked opponent left in their schedule that currently right now is ranked number 9
by the
UCLA
way, real quickly, just,
in mid-November.
Just real quickly, I'm looking back at the ALCS schedule. So game 1 is supposed to be Wednesday. If you did what I suggested, play this game tomorrow, and you could even play it at 7 p.m. You axe Wednesday. You make game 1 Thursday. And then on Friday, you make it game two, you just lose that day on game two, and then you're back in the Bronx or Cleveland for Saturday, depending where it is, I think that you could easily do that. Could be no weather delay, weather issues in Houston. It's a dome.
Yeah, but if there's a weather delay in either Cleveland or New York.
But you're back on track to when it was supposed to start anyway. It was you keep Saturday as game three. They're not scheduled to play on Friday.
Maybe they want to keep the off day. I don't know. And the schedule's scheduled, but
no, I think that's the easiest thing you could have done. Play this tomorrow at 7 p.m. You move game one off Wednesday. I know you're going up against football anyway on Thursday. So have it Thursday, and then boom, Friday, and you lose that travel day. That's what I
would say. That's unfair for the Astros.
They get an extra day.
I think they're ready to play. I don't think you need. Okay. Much, I mean, they've been off since Saturday.
Weather issues happen. Tough luck. To have.
But this, punish.
To have this clown show tonight is a disgrace.
Punish these two teams for going five.
An elimination game to have this potentially start at the earliest 10 p.m. is a joke. But this commissioner's a joke. All right, what do you got? I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the commissioner.
So like we said, USC just one ranked opponent left in the schedule. It's right now number 9 UCLA. That game's in mid-November on the road in the Rose Bowl. Onsides or offsides, Zach? USC is still a college football playoff contender despite their loss.
See, this one's so tough because could they still win the Pac-12? Yes. But if you have one loss and you're Pac-12 champ, what's the great win? Well, the great win would then happen if they beat UCLA, then they get back into the Pac-12 championship and get another win. Yeah, I'll still say that they're a college football playoff contender, but do I expect them to make the college football playoff now? No, because the way that's going to work is two SEC teams are going to get in between the three of Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama. Then you're going to have the Big Ten champion, either Michigan or Ohio State. You got one spot left. Even though I think the Big 12 and Pac-12 is better than the ACC this year, I kind of think that Clemson's going to run the table, go undefeated, and they're going to get in. So they're still a contender. But do I think they're going to get in? No, I don't.
And finally, end on a good note for you personally, because your Patriots absolutely smoked the Browns 38-15 on Sunday.
Don't
and they were led
be zapping
by the aforementioned Bailey Zappi, who had himself a career game in Cleveland. The former Western Kentucky Hilltopper threw for 309 yards and 2 touchdowns while completing 24 of 34 passes. And Zappi now becomes the first rookie quarterback to win his first two career starts while posting a 100 passer rating or better in both games. First time it's ever happened since 1957.
When Sonny Jurgensen did it.
That is right. That is history right there, folks. Onsides or offsides?
Hall of Famer.
There is a
Bailey Zappi.
He is Tom Brady 2.0. Onsides or offsides?
Fit for the gold jacket now.
There's a quarterback controversy, Zach, brewing in New England.
No. Belichick drafted Mac Jones in the first round. He drafted Bailey Zappi in the fourth round. Bailey Zappi's done a good job. We know what he did at Western Kentucky. Record-breaking year in the history of college athletics for touchdowns and passing yards in a single season. Mac's going to get the job back, and Mac's going to be the quarterback. So for right now, I don't think there is a quarterback controversy. Offside.
Offside.
This is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll give you my answer to our poll question next.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Major League Baseball should be embarrassed. They don't even know when this game's going to start. They're hoping it's 10 p.m. They haven't even issued an official statement on when it's going to start. It's a joke. A joke. I just read, Ryan, Tom Izzo, not the Michigan State basketball coach, but our Tom Izzo, who does a great job here in digital, he's at the game. The game that hasn't started, they're supposed to start at 7:07. You knew it was going to start in a delay. And they still don't know what start time is. He said there's a Benihana stand. They have run out of food. And that a lot of the stands are starting to run out of food. Imagine they cancel this game tonight at this point. At this point, since you've made people wait this long, you have to play it. But it's stupid that you've made people wait this long. This is typical of Major League Baseball, where they get the little things wrong. And that's what they do over and over and over and over and over again because you have an incompetent bozo of a commissioner in Rob Manfred. Anywho, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When do you think this game will start? Because you got to agree, at this point, you've already embarrassed yourself enough. If you don't play the game, you guys just look like even more fools because this game should have been canceled 3 hours ago.
And I'm seeing a tweet now that's saying rain in the area is being called for until 11 p.m. Eastern.
Oh! What are we doing here?
I mean,
Rob?
I agree. I think
come
you.
Come on! This game should have been canceled 2 hours ago.
Interesting point. Are they in too deep?
Yeah, there's no going back now.
What a kick in the you know where.
Because think
you're
about this.
A fan
I know
there.
They don't care about the players, I know they don't care about the fans. But if this game's going to be played tomorrow and they're not going to move back, what I just simply suggest, make game one on Thursday of the ALCS and just you lose the off day on Friday and you play game two on Friday with the series starting in Houston. So if they don't want to listen to me, Commissioner Gelb, I'll take 75% less of what Rob Manfred's making. They got to play this game at like 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. tomorrow. What are you going to do, play this at 7 p.m. tomorrow and then have everyone fly in late Tuesday night? Early Wednesday morning, get no sleep to go play game one of the ALCS? So at this rate, if you call the game tonight, it's already almost 10 o'clock. Your players aren't getting home till like midnight. And then you got to be right back at the stadium for a 1 p.m. game? This is a joke. This is absurd. But this is Major League Baseball.
Well, at least they're showing the Ranger game. So at least the fans there,
I get a good sight
so far.
They also show the Monday Night Football game, too?
And what else are they going to do? Could you imagine just sitting around?
All you're doing is drinking and eating. Because you know when you're bored and there's nothing to do, that's what you do. Is you drink and you eat. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I would leave. I know it's a playoff game. I know it's an elimination game. They don't even have an idea of when this is going to start. I would leave at this point. I know that people are going to be like, oh, coward, oh, bad fan, blah, 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 blah. You already waited there long enough. Just see what happens. Like, imagine if they do call this game. Oh. Yeah, they have a split screen on the Jumbotron in center field. They have the Ranger game on and then the Monday Night Football game.
Imagine it is at 1 o'clock. You talk about a quick turnaround tomorrow.
Well, also for the fans. So, like,
that's
we talk
right.
about the players. Imagine the fans that have tickets for this.
I agree.
Not only you have to call out work tomorrow, you then have to go home tonight. Who knows where they live? Like, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York? If someone came in for this game, like now you got to get you probably already had your hotel anyway, because this was a 7:07 game. Like, this is a disgrace. And I get it, weather issues happen, but what were you trying to accomplish here? I really don't get this. You know what? Voice of reason just walked in, Marco Belletti. This Yankees delay right now with the Guardians. Isn't there two options here? First off, we could all agree that they should have probably postponed the game 3 hours ago. At this point, they're already deep in. You got to play the game at some point, but it's an embarrassment. If I was the commissioner, this is what I would have done. You play the game, call the game at 6 p.m. when it was clear they weren't going to get this game in. Play the game tomorrow at 1 p.m., and then you have game one of the ALCS on Wednesday. Or you could play this game tomorrow night at 7 p.m., you don't start ALCS game one on Wednesday. You start on Thursday. The travel day was supposed to be Friday, and you just play game two on Friday.
To me, that's not an option.
Why is that not an option? Just wondering.
Why is this the Astros' fault?
Okay, Ryan brought up the same point, too. Yeah, but it's a weather delay. What else could you have done?
Well, you know what? Then figure it out. Play it. I don't care if you play 74 innings and then get the train and get to Houston
don't
at that point. If you're the Astros, like, it's not my problem.
So then, bare minimum. Okay, fine. Then bare minimum, what about option one? Like, at this point,
yeah,
they don't even know what time the game's going to start. It's 9:30.
Here's the thing. Now they've gotten to the point of, You know, it's almost to the point of no return.
Late.
You've got to figure something out right now.
You have to play tonight.
You've got about, well, I mean, you don't have to, but you got about a 10-minute window now, 15 minutes. Because at some point, you have to know. You got a half hour from taking the tarp off to pitchers warming up to actually first pitch. So it's not just, oh, well, you know, 9:45, we'll play at 9:50.
Yeah.
You need a good half hour to get everybody ready to go. Mm-hmm. So you need to make this decision in the next 10 to 15 minutes, because I would say by 10:30, that's it. Because I don't think you could start after 10:30.
And they clearly don't give a rat's ass about the fans.
No.
We know that with all these delays. But
no,
if you're a fan at the ballpark, when do you have your own cutoff? Well, like, when do you just say, I'm out, I'm gone?
I get it. I mean, look, and you're not going to get compensated if they play the game. Here's the problem, too, though. If you were a fan for tonight's game, you off from work for tomorrow. Because if they play that game at 1 o'clock, you're going to be out of those tickets anyway. Now, you may be able to sell them, if you're lucky, on secondary market, and you're going to get, what, half? So I mean, like, so right now you're in a tough spot. You're almost, you know, you're caught in no man's land. I get it if you got to go and you got to get out of there because you got work, you got a little kid, whatever your situation is. The problem is, what's the idea that you're going to be able to come back the next day in the afternoon? And I think one of the things that Major League Baseball, and I was talking about this in the newsroom, and I know nobody wants to hear this, but it is something that you have to factor in. Who's got the game tonight? TBS, right?
Yeah.
Your partners have already given up a Yankee night game for that afternoon game with the first rainout, and they had to play on the Friday afternoon game, and you lost tons of ratings through that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it again, and you're going to do it on a Tuesday where you're going to have awful ratings again for a game five in the division. I know your ratings tonight probably
wouldn't
be great.
Your ratings tonight are going to be terrible, probably.
They're going to be better than 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast. They just are.
Yeah.
They just are. And I know that's unfortunate, and nobody wants to hear that. And I'm not saying that's the be-all, end-all
well,
to make this decision.
Can I ask you
but
this?
It's part of it.
Not that I would prefer to do this. Could they have played this game tomorrow at 7 p.m.?
They can. And you know what? I would think that would be a – look, no team – neither one of these teams wants to do that.
No.
I get it, and they're going to fight it. But you do have plenty of days where you play Tuesday in the Bronx and then are playing Wednesday night in Houston. That happens. That happens a lot.
Happens
all
a lot
season long.
Season.
Now, I know it's the playoffs and it's bigger, blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is, whoever comes out of this divisional series is going to be up against it, because as much as you want to say tonight they got a chance to rest, nonsense. You're going to walk into game five. You're going to be down to your fourth or fifth starter. You're going to use everybody in the bullpen. You're going to be a mess walking into Houston no matter who wins this game.
Yeah.
Tough. And I think if for Major League Baseball, they have to start looking at it and going, you know what? We got to be good to our partners. Now, tomorrow, the problem is you're going to be bad to your, I think it's Fox Sports 1, right? That's got the NLCS. So now you're going to be up against each other. That's not a good scenario either, because you don't want to split your baseball ratings. So it's a mess. It really is a mess. Now, the only thing I would say is instead of 1, push it a bit. Maybe you could play at 4:30. So at least you can go 4:30
at
8.
They won't play this 7 tomorrow.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to be up against the other game.
You're not going to pit them up against one another. You're right.
So then maybe you play at 4:30 and try to get some of your audience as opposed to 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast.
Okay, but still, you and I just having this conversation and going through the three options,
it doesn't take as long as right now.
It's, what is this guy doing?
You had 2.5 hours. Now, the only thing is if you keep talking to the weathermen and they keep changing it on you. You know what I mean?
The weathermen never get it right.
Well, I mean,
the weathermen are like me sometimes in my NFL picks.
Fair.
I still get paid, but I'm wrong.
But if usually within like the same hour window, the Doppler is usually pretty good in that regard. No, like I'm not a weatherman, but I'm not a meteorologist. I don't pretend to be one. But when you're looking at a week in advance, a day in advance, I get it. It moves all over the place. Does it really move that fast in an hour?
Let me just ask a simple question. How bad is it raining outside right now?
When I came in, which is over an hour and a half ago now.
Because I've been here since 5 o'clock.
The drive in, and I come from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Rain the whole way, pockets of drizzle, and pockets of downpour.
No thunder?
I did not see any thunder or lightning. When
Could
I got
you have played in it?
In the pockets of the downpour? No, absolutely not.
Okay.
The pockets of drizzle? Sure. When I got to the building, it was drizzling.
But you don't want to do an elimination game.
Now,
you start.
What exactly was due in the Bronx? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wasn't in the Bronx.
Yeah.
But my journey, the hour journey from Jersey to get here into New York City, there was a couple of spots where you're driving. Not only do you have the wipers going full blast, I couldn't see.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, I mean, just downpour, couldn't see. Now, if they were in situations like that, you're not playing through that. So I don't really know. But I would say this, after 2.5 hours.
It's a joke.
Make a decision.
Yeah.
Figure out whatever
like
you're going to do.
Race.
You can come out and say, look, we're playing tonight. We'll let you know what time. Or
we're
done.
A message.
That's it. That's the only thing you got to do. You got to let us know at some point for everyone, for the people in the stands, the people at home, all over the place. At some point, you got to figure it out. You're either playing or you're not.
Gelvin Belletti for commissioner. We will resign from CBS Sports Radio tomorrow. We'll take 75% less of what Rob Manfred's making right now.
Sign me up.
Right? Marinick and Eskin, we love you, but come on. 75% less of whatever Manfred's making, we're probably still looking at like a few million.
I was going to say, I'm definitely in a pay raise. I don't know about you. I think I'd split that with you.
Zach Gill, show CBS Sports Radio. The poll question today, between these four teams, who are you most concerned about? Ravens, Packers, Bucks, and Rams. 7.6% say the Ravens, 18.3% the Rams, 15.3% the Bucks, and 58.8% is the Packers. I'm surprised how lopsided it is, but I would go with the Packers because the Ravens still have a good shot to win their division. Bucks are still going to win their division. Rams still have a good shot to win their division. The Packers, Vikings are already 5-1, and you could have three NFC East teams make the playoffs this year. That leaves one wild card spot left. Ooh, if the 49ers win that division, it's a race between the Rams and the Packers. That could be very compelling to see which team would make the playoffs, but I would go with Green Bay. Hey, real quickly, since you are a big Giants fan, if memory serves me right, I think the Giants are going to make the playoffs. They're 5-1, and I said this yesterday on Iron Football, and I counted yesterday as a loss just as what they were going to do the next five games, go 3-2. You set yourself up in good position. They're already 5-1. You play the Jaguars, the Seahawks, the Texans, the Lions. Just not that you should be better than 2-2 in that stretch. They just go 2-2. They're at 7 wins by Thanksgiving. You only need 9 to make the playoffs probably this year.
Yeah, I mean,
they're making the playoffs.
If you're looking at 9-10 wins, they would have no reason not to with this stretch, as long as they don't stumble right here. You can't go 1-3. To be honest, 2-2 is going to be a problem because you got some games down the stretch. But you
still
also
got
have
two games with the Commanders.
I was going to say,
win one.
You took the words out of my mouth. You got two games with Washington. You got two games with Washington.
Jones plays well against them.
And
too.
You've got that little stretch right there. That enough. Even if you lose twice to the Eagles, and if you already lost to Dallas once and you lose to them again, there's enough there for the Giants to be a 10-win team.
And also,
there really is.
Assuming the Eagles don't go undefeated.
Well.
Well, their schedule's
they're
soft,
not gonna
too.
Go. Yeah,
no,
but
their schedule's soft.
Right.
That last game is the Eagles.
Right,
the
they
Eagles,
may not need that. They may not need that for any positioning.
Which Brian Daboll may be begging Nick Sirianni to rest his starters, unlike Joe Judge, who got all upset with Doug Peterson.
Where's Doug Peterson with his third-string quarterback when you need him? Yeah. No, it's possible. It's definitely possible.
Nate Sudfeld.
The Giants are stunning in the start that they had, and they have set themselves up. And now, and we talked about this, I think, last week at some point. Be wary of a team that's not necessarily the most talented, but all of a sudden they get the confidence where they think they're more talented than they are. When they buy in, man, ooh.
Well, they bought in. Like, the Giants are not going to a Super Bowl. I'm not even saying the Giants are going to win a playoff game.
But it's the idea.
But that roster's not great, and they have a great record.
Their roster is not as good as their record by any stretch.
No.
They're already playing over their heads, but the more those wins start piling up.
They believe in this coach.
That's what it is. And they start believing in each other, where you could look at it and go, we're not that talented. You know what? Go to hell. We are that talented.
Now, hold on, Hickey. You are raising your
hand. We got something?
Do we have a start time? Come on. Give me the start time.
4:07 tomorrow. It is official.
They made those fans wait that long, almost 3 hours, to say 4:07 tomorrow. This commissioner, Rob Manfred, sucks. He gets everything wrong. You could have decided this 3 hours ago. Oh, come on, Rob. That's terrible. Are
you guys
serious?
Should be proud of yourselves. You guys kind of nailed it.
Yeah. We
it wasn't that hard.
Hours ago.
I'm just relaying the information. You said 4:07. You guys said, okay, meet in the middle, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, play at 4, 4:07. There you go.
We will take 75% less. Belletti will resign tomorrow. I'll resign tomorrow. And we will be better than Rob Clown Manfred.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think of Riley Auto Parts, all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's get to the closing bell.
A Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
In the words of Bruce Springsteen, come on up for Cam Rising. What a performance by Cam Rising as Utah stuns USC 43-42. They get the touchdown and the successful two-point conversion. Cam Rising, huge game. 415 passing yards, two passing touchdowns, and also had three rushing touchdowns. Give a stock up to Cam Rising. Josh Heupel and Hendon Hooker, what you have done at Tennessee, standing ovation. And now you get to celebrate and smoke those cigars after beating Alabama. Stock up, Josh Heupel and Hendon Hooker. Hey, Hickey, how many rushing yards did Michigan have up against Penn State? I forget.
418, I think. Something like that.
Oof. Stock up to the Michigan run game. TCU. I know this is the fourth head coaching job Sonny Dykes has had, but he is now undefeated. And they had a huge come-from-behind victory up against Oklahoma State. I thought Oklahoma State, when you get the touchdown in overtime, should have gone for two. They elected not to do so, but stock up to TCU. We know the big-time contract that Von Miller got. Well, it showed why he was worth it, because he brings a championship culture to the Buffalo Bills. We know how good they've been. He's the missing piece. And with the game on the line, needing a defensive stop, he puts the pressure on Mahomes. Mahomes rushes the throw. Teron Johnson with the interception. Stock up to Von Miller. The New York Jets smother the Packers. They're 4-2. The Giants, once again, the comeback kids against the Baltimore Ravens. They are 5-1. Stock up to New York football, Jets and Giants. Bailey Zappe giving me life again in this football season. Stock up, Bailey Zappe. The Texans have finally said goodbye to one Jack Easterby, the human hypnotist. He should have never had a job in that position with the Texans, other than being a character coach, is now out of the organization. Texans fans, jump for joy. Stock up to the Texans. Eagle secondary, big play Slay, James Bradbury, CJ Gardner, as they say in Philly, Johnson. Just an unbelievable performance last night, picking off Cooper Rush three times. Give the Eagle secondary a stock up. Jamar Chase, two big touchdowns, over 100 yards receiving, saves the Cincinnati Bengals. Give him a stock up. Alabama. Fraudulent against A&M. Fraudulent against Texas. You come back. You just got to make that kick. You miss the kick. And then you allow Tennessee to get in field goal range in under 15 seconds. Terrible job by the Crimson Tide. Stock down. No rolling tide this weekend. James Franklin, the most overrated coach in college football. Right behind him is Jimbo Fisher. James Franklin, 0-10 versus top 10 teams since 2016. Give James Franklin a stock down. Tampa Bay. I thought myself and Hickey were going to get asked to play in that Steelers secondary. And the Buccaneers can't beat the Steelers, and you let Mitch Trubisky beat you, and Brady could do nothing during the game. It's a terrible loss. Awful loss by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Give them a stock down. The Baltimore Ravens, up 35-14 against the Dolphins, couldn't get the job done. Up 20-3 against the Bills, couldn't get the job done. Up 20-10 against the New York Giants, couldn't get the job done. Hickey, this team should be 6-0. At worst case, maybe one of those games you blow, but not all three. You know, the Buffalo game you can live with. Maybe not. The Dolphins game. Like, one of those games, you blow all three? You know, maybe the Buffalo one is the one you can live with the most. But to lose all three of those games and be 3-3, at worst, this should be a 5-1 team and they're 3-3. It's a horrible job.
Did you see RG3's tweet from today about the Ravens?
No, what was it?
40 teams in NFL history have started the season off six games, double-digit leads in all of them. The Ravens are the only team out of those 40 that have a 500 record or worse.
Wow.
Just to highlight and underscore just how bad this team has been when it comes to blowing leads. They've had a double, think about that, double-digit lead in every single game. None of those 40 teams that were, I guess, 39 teams prior that have done it have ever had a record that's even at 500.
Let's just simply give the stock down to the Ravens. My mind is blown from that.
That's bad.
Great analogy. That's bad. Dog, you're right. It's brutal.
To your point, 5-1 or 6-0, and here they are, 3-3.
Packers. Oof. I thought this was going to be a close game. They got their doors blown off against the Jets. Rodgers has no answers. LaFleur has no answers. Give a stock down to the Packers. The Arizona Cardinals. They just extended Kingsbury, Keim, and Murray. At least you get DeAndre Hopkins back. Oh, my God. This team is in a rough spot. They lose 19-9 to the Seahawks. Give a stock down to the Cardinals. Bob Costas talking way too much. Everything is a story. I know he's a play-by-play guy. You got to give some stories. You got to talk a little bit during a broadcast, clearly. But everything is a history lesson and a 45-minute story. I love Bob Costas, but he's been brutal in this ALDS. Give him a stock down. And finally, stock down to Rob Manfred and the incompetence of Major League Baseball. That game was supposed to start at 7 o'clock tonight. And they just called the game, and now they schedule for 4-something tomorrow? You could have decided this 3 hours ago. But Major League Baseball, with that dopey commissioner, gets it wrong over and over and over and over again. Stock down to Rob Manfred. Give him another. Give me the other sound effect. Come on, you idiot. I want to hear it. Let's go. Come on, Hickey.
Idiot. Get back in there at once and sell, sell.
Alrighty, that's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Very fun edition of the extravaganza today. One final time, I will give you the final results of the poll question, which you can always find on Twitter at Zach Gelb and at CBS Sports Radio. Out of these four teams, which team are you most concerned about? Ravens at 8%, Bucks at 15%, Rams at 18%, and the Packers at 59%. Great job out of each and every one of you for calling, listening, and tweeting. We will do it all again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. Have a good night, everybody. We will, I guess, preview this or talk about this ALDS game tomorrow. And Major League Baseball continues to shoot themselves in the foot. And we will also have to recap tomorrow this Chargers-Broncos game. Broncos up 13-10 as we are early stages of the third quarter. Bye-bye. We out. Peace.